I always thought they sort of called it into place, like it was sort of potentially there but not quite, and it needed just that little bit of effort to make it real. Funny things, camels. I know. Odder than gods. Something the matter? Sorry, said Tepic. It's just that this is all a bit of a shock. I mean, I thought we were really royal. I mean, we're more royal than anyone. Kuft picked a fig seed from between two blackened stumps, which, because they were in his mouth, probably had to be called his teeth. Then he spat. That's up to you, he said, and vanished. Tepic walked through the necropolis, the pyramids a saw-edged skyline against the night. The sky was the arched body of a woman, and the gods stood around the horizon. They didn't look like the gods that had been painted on the walls for thousands of years. They looked worse. They looked older than time. After all, the gods hardly ever meddled in the affairs of men, but other things were proverbial for it. What can I do? I'm only human, he said aloud. Someone said, not all of you. Tepic awoke to the screaming of seagulls. Alphonse, who was wearing a long-sleeved shirt and the expression of one who never means to take it off again, ever, was helping several other men unfurl one of unnamed sails. He looked down at Tepic in his bed of rope and gave him a nod. They were moving. Tepic sat up and saw the dockside of Ephebe slipping silently away in the grey morning light. He stood up unsteadily, groaned, clutched at his head, took a run and dived over the rail. Heem Kroner, owner of the Camels Are Us livery stable, walked slowly around You Bastard, humming. He examined the camel's knees. He gave one of its feet an experimental kick. In a swift movement that took You Bastard completely by surprise, he jerked open the beast's mouth and examined his great yellow teeth and then jumped away. He took a plank of wood from a heap in the corner, dipped a brush in a pot of black paint, and after a moment's thought carefully wrote, One Owner. After some further consideration, he added, Low mileage. He was just brushing in good runner when Tepic staggered in and leaned, panting, against the doorframe. Pools of water formed around his feet. I've come for my camel, he said. Kroner sighed.
Last night you said you'd be back in an hour, he said. I'm going to have to charge you for a whole day's livery, right? Plus, I gave him a rub down and did his feet, the full service. That'll be 5 circs, okay, Amir?
Ah, Tepic patted his pocket. Look, he said, I left home in a bit of a hurry, you see. I don't seem to have any cash on me.
Fair enough, Amir.
Kroner turned back to his board.
How do you spell year's warranty?
I will definitely have the money sent to you, said Tepic. Kroner gave him the withering smile of one who has seen it all. Asses with bodywork rehaired, elephants with plaster tusks, camels with false humps glued on, and knows the festering depths of the human soul when it gets down to business.
Pull the other one, Raja, he said. It has got bells on.
Tepic fumbled in his tunic. I could give you this valuable knife, he said. Kroner gave it a passing glance and sniffed.
Sorry, Emir, no can do. No pay, no camel.
I could give it to you point first, said Tepic desperately, knowing that the mere threat would get him expelled from the guild. He was also aware that as a threat it wasn't very good. Threats weren't on the syllabus at the guild school. Whereas Kroner had, sitting on straw blades of bale at the stables, a couple of large men who were just beginning to take an interest in the proceedings. They looked like Alphonse's older brothers. Every vehicle depot of any description anywhere in the multiverse has them. They're never exactly grooms or mechanics or customers or staff. Their function is always unclear. They chew straws or smoke cigarettes in a surreptitious fashion. If there are such things as newspapers around, they read them, or at least look at the pictures. They started to watch Tepic closely. One of them picked up a couple of bricks and began to toss them up and down.
You're a young lad, I could see that, said Kroner kindly. You're just starting out in life, Emir. You don't want trouble.
He stepped forward. You Bastard's huge, shaggy head turned to look at him. In the depths of his brain, columns of little numbers whirred upwards again.
Look, I'm sorry, but I have to have my camel back, said Tepic. It's life and death.
Kroner waved.